left off yesterday that if a person eats this amount, if you're just eating this cake or something of that sort, possible bekistin, and making a meal out of that alone, so he should try to avoid just eating the amount of four bay, and he should try and avoid eating that amount. If he eats an amount, we say he should eat the amount. If he wants to, if he eats the amount, which a person would normally make a meal out of, which is larger than that, that's all he's eating. So he should wash and he should bench. I had a chaver in yeshiva the Friday afternoon. That was his lunch. He would take a large plate of cake. He would wash, say it's his shadayim, say hamotzi, and bench on the cake. That was the way he did it. That was his lunch, was that. But let's say a person's eating it in conjunction with other food. He's not just eating cake. He's eating crackers together with other foods, with tuna, with cheese, with meats, whatever the situation might be. He's eating something of that sort. So he's eating it together with other foods. So what's the luck over there? So there we say like this. If in the society where this person lives, the people, when they make a meal, and they're eating the meal with bread, they're going to have a few slices of bread plus other foods. So if he eats the equivalent amount of cake, the volume of cake, with the meal that he would be, he's having, whatever he's having, cake or whatever he's having, crackers, whatever he's having, he would have the equivalent amount of volume, equivalent amount of bread a person would have with such a meal. Let's say a person, when he's making a meal like that, he's having a breakfast, he washes for breakfast, he has a few slices of toast, and he has some eggs, other than etc. He would have, instead of having toast, he would do it with crackers instead. He's at the same amount of crackers, volume-wise, as bread. So that's a meal. So he had Passover kistin, and he made a meal out of it, and he's surveying that, he's full with that. So that situation, a person should wash, say amotzi, and bench. Because he's eaten his Passover kistin the same way you would eat bread. So this Passover kistin is not being eaten as a snack, it's being eaten as a meal. Passover kistin, when it's eaten as a meal, is pas. So you say amotzi, and you bench it. Mishmur takes it a step further. Says, let's say the situation would be that you would now take that amount of crackers, which you would eat in such a meal, and you eat that by itself, and you're full. So now you've added another element. You happen to get full more easily. And we said that normally we do not measure it based on what you do. We measure it based on what society does. But here you're eating it like society does. You're eating it the way society would make a meal out of this amount of bread. They make a meal out of this amount of bread together with other things. You made a meal without the other things. But that concept that bala daita, because you're eating it not like everybody else, is not true anymore. You're eating the same amount of bread, the amount of Passover kistin that people make a meal out of it. So you're not bala daita, and you made a meal out of it. Now they make a meal out of it together with other foods. You're making a meal out of it without the other foods. That's not a problem already. So that situation, a person would eat that amount in our society for breakfast, a person has three or four slices of toast and other foods. For our society, if he eats that amount of Passover Makistan and he's full from it, he washes, he says amotzi, and he's going to bench. Even though that's, people normally make, again, he's eating it without other foods. But since in our society that's normal to eat that amount with other foods, even without other foods, that's Mishmur Paskin, or Mishmur Paskin like that as well. There's some disagree with this, but this is, I think, a local lemaisa. A person should understand that that's what a person would do. Now, that's talking about a case, we've talked about a case where he ate it together with the other foods, or he ate it as a meal. In a case where he did not eat it with other foods, he had the other food, and then he had it as a dessert at the end. Or he decides to eat this as a snack by itself, it ends up being full. What's the luck about that? We'll talk about that, Bezer Shem, tomorrow. Have a good morning.